Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next.
It's the 42nd annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, coming up Saturday, February the 1st at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
Adama! Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
Members of the administration, lots of lawmakers, senators, and members of Congress, as well as a lot of folks from industry and from agriculture, all on the South Lawn of the White House yesterday morning, celebrating the signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. Summing up what it was all about was Robert Lighthizer, trade ambassador for the Trump administration.
The president ran and was elected on replacing NAFTA with an agreement that puts American workers first, American farmers, ranchers, and businesses first, that will bring manufacturing back, help service industry workers, and raise wages. All I can say, if you'll pardon the appropriation, promise made, and 3 years later, promise kept.
After Ambassador Lighthizer's comments, President Trump signed USMCA. That's the final step in enacting the agreement here in the United States. Mexico approved USMCA last year. Canada must still ratify the pact, which is expected to occur in the next few months. The agreement will take effect 90 days after all three countries have approved it. Agricultural groups, for the most part, saying hip, hip, hooray. American Farm Bureau Zippy Duval says, we know it'll take time for the new deals to go into effect and translate into increased sales. We're eager to get back into full swing, supplying safe, high-quality food and agricultural products around the world. Two thumbs up for USMCA from the Farm Bureau and a lot of other agriculture groups. A lot of those reactions up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Ahead next week, lots of celebration regarding some of these trade deals likely at the Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio. We'll be there covering it for you. And also in San Antonio, a likely topic of conversation will be the Navigable Waters Protection Rule that's been established by EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. We're in the comment period now before that rule goes final in the latter part of March. According to Senior Regulatory Relations Director Don Parrish of American Farm Bureau, this new rule will give farmers clarity in their farming operations, and at the same time, will make sure that we protect clean water for all.
In a time of very intense global competition, the need for regulatory clarity and certainty is apparent. We need to create jobs. We need to strengthen local economies. We've got to create the kinds of goods and services and the food and the fiber and the fuel this nation needs. Farmers need to be unleashed to do that. Clarity provides that, but we also need clean water. Farmers embrace that, and they're supportive of it. We think this regulation provides for both of those.
You've got farm news on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at 12:30 at Medicine Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 60 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to dvauction.com or you can call 580-552-1555. It's the Medicine Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma, 580-552-1555.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.